Radical Ways to Catch a Jezebel, Part 2. So here's one way you can do it, and I'll post a comment underneath how you could use AI to catch a Jezebel. So anything Jezebel says, you know, you don't really need AI, but you could really use this tool to escape really fast and really break the bond really fast. You got the Holy Spirit, so you don't really need, you got the Spirit of Truth. You shouldn't have got into it anyway, but the picture was painted so perfect that you believed the lie, you know. So what you do is you use AI and you tell AI, say, look, I have a possible Jezebel and I'd like to log some convoluted comments, weird way of thinking, feelings that... See, one of the things that Jezebel does is she slowly gets you out of self-care. It's all about her. And she doesn't care about your health, about your sleep, about your peace, about your routine, about your life. She slowly, it's kind of like a wall that you put up that you keep people out of your world that are not healthy, right? So Jezebel comes in like she's healthy, right? She cares about your sleep and health, and she's listening, she's learning all about you. But then once you step into it, it's like bowling the frog. You're slowly putting all your energy and effort onto her. And if you say, look, I'm sleepy, I'm tired, I need to sleep for 2 days straight. And here's a key to the house. If you need to come by and do something, here's a key to the house, you know. I just need to sleep for 2 days and recoup. Blah, 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 blah. You love your sleep more than you love the relationship. You're just lazy, blah, blah, blah. No, my body needs recuperating, period. Then, when you want to rest, when you want to relax, you've already sacrificed, and she goes off the deep end because you need to get healed from, even if you're sick. I'm sick. No, you're not. Blah, 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 blah. It's like, what? So Jezebel is trying to get you to kill yourself. I'm laughing about it, but it's so weird. It's so true. It's the real truth. All you care about is your health. All you care about is your peace. You don't care about, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I mean, if I don't take care of myself, I can't take care of anybody else. If I don't help myself, I can't help anybody else. Back to AI. So what you do is you put that kind of stuff into AI, and you tell AI, you say, look, I want to test if this is a Jezebel. Give me an example. And I experimented with it just now. But I did use AI recently to test something like this, because AI knows about narcissism. AI knows about healthy patterns because it studies it gives you the documentation. And it gives you another perspective. You don't even have to go to a pastor anymore, almost, or anybody, but it's good to talk to another human. But you tell AI all the weird comments, all the things that made you feel weird or obligated or guilt, shame, condemnation, and you do that over a 30-day period of time, and AI is going to say, definitely, those things are not healthy. And you say, what kind of, on a scale from 1 to 10, how unhealthy are they? 10 being the worst. Well, that's an 8 or a 9, you know? And if it goes to 10, you know you better run. But if it's unhealthy to the fact that even AI calls it unhealthy, and some pastor calls it unhealthy, and they don't want to go to a counselor or a pastor and talk it out because they know a pastor is going to call them out. They know somebody else is going to wake you up. The reason they want secrets, because that's where they work. If you bring it out into open, if you bring it out into the open, and not, it don't have to be in the open to just but one person who's like a middle person, a middleman, a mediator, a person who's not emotionally tied to the situation. Who was going to call each person out for behavior, because you know Jezebel is going to try to throw everything back onto you. It's your fault, it's your fault, it's your fault. And you're saying, nah, It's never just one person. It's always two. Yeah, it's my fault that I got involved too fast, but it's not my fault that I want to get out slowly, step by step. Doesn't mean that you think you're better than somebody. It just means it's not healthy. But anyway, you use AI to... you use AI to throw in the data points and the comments and the words that are being said, and you wake up to the fact that, oh, AI called it for what it is. If AI can see it, and you have... If your intuition says no, something's not right, because you've had people around you that, you know, treat you with respect and all that stuff, if you say something's not right, and AI agrees with you, and like I say, I'm going to put the pattern underneath. You can ask it. You can just say, how could I use AI to test an AI 666 flesh mind Jezebel selfish creature? And then AI will spit it out and say, here's the options. But there's a lot of tools you can use. But you really just need to not isolate yourself, because if you isolate yourself, or you're around the Jezebel flying monkeys, if you don't have somebody outside the circle, see, it's a matriarchy. See, what they're trying to do, anytime there's a Jezebel, because that Jezebel was under a matriarchy. So anytime you're in a, especially if it's a family situation, they go back to matriarchy. And the matriarchy is always a Jezebel spirit, because the patriarchy is where it's at. And I know that might make some people mad, but the patriarchy is what the Bible talks about, not the matriarchy. Anytime there's a matriarchy and the woman's ruling the roost, you're going to have trouble.